And we must take this whatever it takes attitude. That is one of my core beliefs.
Despite being embroiled in recent controversy over administrative hires, Superintendent Brown boldly spoke about the school district's efforts to focus on academic excellence for students. She promises improvements in graduation rates.
Our on-time four-year graduation rate from high school will be at least 80% by 2018. This past year, we saw an increase from 48% to 56%.
But this first listening tour held on a weekday during the noon hour drew only a small crowd. It did include some school board members and two school board candidates, as well as a few parents. One of those parents asked how the district will deal with today's assessments for third through eighth graders for the English language arts. Some parents plan to have their child opt out. But districts must follow a sit and stare policy for students. Superintendent Brown says they have no choice but to follow the rule under state law.
We can't let them get a book and read it. Children are not supposed to have access to different literature or print in the classroom during the testing, but they will have the test.
Brown calls on city parents to ask their children to just do their best for the state testing. Brown is urging the community to get involved in the school district by asking for mentors for students. She also encourages school parents to get their kids to class each day. The superintendent also noted there would be a much more rigorous screening process to hire staffers in the future to work throughout the city district. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.